I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. An 11-year-old victim of sexual abuse has been rescued in Guatemala. Kids Alive International's country director Corby Duke says this girl was the sister of a 10-year-old girl who was rescued in May. Kids Alive's Oasis program intervenes and brings them into their girls' home program, which is infused with the gospel.
It's part of our healing process. It's part of our therapy. It's part of our social work. It saturates everything we do. It's regular for the girls to come into a relationship with Christ.
This 11-year-old needs a sponsor. Sponsor her through a link at our website. Next, it's that time of year again, National Adoption Month. Over 100,000 children are currently waiting to be adopted in the U.S. Greg Eubanks of Buckner International explains why adoption should be important to Christians.
I can't think of a more transformative and redemptive idea than adoption. Adoption is a picture of the gospel. Children who are strangers, who have been forgotten, who have been neglected, who many would consider to be the least of society, suddenly become daughters and sons.
This month, you can be involved even if God hasn't called you to be an adoptive family. Check out our website for more details. And a ministry leader, All-American pitcher, and short-term mission team are on their way to Kenya. Sounds like a start of a bad joke, right? But it's not really. Cleveland Indians pitcher Justin Masterson and Moody Radio has been raising money for Bright Hope International's work in Kenya. Now he's traveling with Bright Hope to help feed and share the gospel with vulnerable kids. Pray the team arrives safely. Pray for a time of encouragement and hope. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. This month, Mission Network News is offering the book Finishing the Task by Christian Aid Mission. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own country. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at Mission Network.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.